Hola, buenas tardes. Exclusiva Jugones. Cristiano Ronaldo abandona el Real Madrid. El club le dejará marchar. Va a aceptar la oferta de la Juventus de Turín. Una oferta de atención, 100 millones de euros. Es el precio, 100 millones de euros. Las horas de Cristiano en el Madrid están contadas.
È tutta dedicata ovviamente a Cristiano Ronaldo, nuovo giocatore della Juventus. Si aspetta soltanto l'annuncio ufficiale da parte del club bianconero.
Sono ore decisive per il passaggio di Cristiano Ronaldo alla Juventus. Cioè, ci sono due città in questo momento con il fiato sospeso, da una parte Madrid, dall'altra parte Torino. Il
fenomeno Cristiano Ronaldo joins Juventus. Italian press call it the sale of the century. It's without doubt Serie A's biggest signing in over 20 years. But how and why was the little old lady in Turin able to walk off with one of the greatest players of all time? And what kind of package did it take to lure him to Turin? Hello, listener. Hello, James Horncastle.
Hello.
How big a shock is this?
It's a huge shock because I think this is the sort of signing that was normal in Serie A in the 1980s. And it feels like a real throwback to then, when Juventus signed Platini, when Napoli signed Maradona, when Udinese signed Zico. You know, I think you have to go back to 1997 really to find something comparable into signing Ronaldo, who was then the holder of the Ballon d'Or. Of course, all of those players that I've mentioned.
Ronaldo Fenomeno.
The original. Of course, all of those players were a lot younger and still in their prime, because I think that's one of the things that when you see this deal, it's for a 33-year-old, it defies conventional wisdom.
But then he's a 33-year-old that defies conventional biology.
Absolutely. And I think not just looking what he's done in his 30s, but looking at how professional he is, how he takes care of himself, to some extent mitigates the risk that is involved in not only that fee, which is 117 million euros, and committing 31 million a year in wages to him after tax.
In total, we're looking at about a third of a billion euros.
Exactly. And Juventus last year, their revenue was 405 million euro. And the reason that they're doing this, they say, is because in Ronaldo they see a walking economic stimulus package. Not only someone who can score goals and win them things on the pitch, most notably the Champions League, which they've been chasing for 23 years now, but also help them close the gap in the wealth league, so to speak, between them, Real Madrid, Barcelona, Man United and Bayern.
And it's worth bearing in mind that, crazy though these figures are, this news broke on Tuesday, and Wednesday alone saw Juve's share price go up by almost 20%.
Casemiro in posizione interessante, senza alla fine invece va verticalmente per Lucas Vázquez. Eccolo il cross morbido, secondo palo! Eccolo il piazzato, eccolo Cristiano, eccolo 1-0 Madrid, la sentenza dell'uomo che...
James, when people talked about Ronaldo, and when Ronaldo talked about Ronaldo leaving in the past, there were a lot of destinations that seemed likely. I don't think many people thought that Serie A, not regarded as one of the prime leagues currently, would be the place he'd end up. Why do you think he's gone to Juventus?
Well, I mean, a lot's been made, for example, of his relationship with Jose Mourinho, which might have ruled out going to Manchester United. I think doing business with PSG when there are no guarantees of, for example, Neymar or Mbappe going the other way, led Real Madrid not to encourage a sale in that direction. But in terms of Serie A, I think this adds an interesting layer to his legacy, really, because he can, I think, become one of the first players, if not the first player, to win the league in Italy, Spain and England. He can match Clarence Seedorf as the only guy to have won the Champions League with three different clubs.
If Juve win the Champions League.
But, I mean, this is a guy who's very sure of himself.
Yeah.
And can match Paco Gento on six Champions League or European Cup titles. I think he was aware of Juventus' interest, how serious it was. And I think that moment in, what was it, March?
Mm-hmm.
When he played at the Juventus Stadium, scored that hat-trick, the crowd got up, standing ovation. I think that influenced his decision to some extent.
Chilenazo, gol de Cristiano Ronaldo. ¿Pero qué has hecho? ¿Pero qué has hecho? Golazo de Cristiano. ¡Qué tijereta! ¡Qué tijereta de la Juve!
It's interesting how many of the Italian reports break the move down into, say, five steps, and they always begin with this, that night when the crowd gave him the standing ovation and he in turn applauded them, that a spark flew between him and the Allianz Stadium crowd.
He seemed genuinely moved by it, and I think a lot of the reports suggest that Ronaldo over the years is someone who needs to be loved. And that was quite a show of spontaneous affection and respect, which, you know, I think these super-driven big egos like to hear.
May saw Cristiano Ronaldo pick up yet another Champions League, his third in 4 years with Real Madrid. And it's interesting that with the announcement of his move to Juventus, the odds got longer on Real Madrid repeating again, but the odds on Juve winning next year's title almost halved.
Well, I think this is some statement from Juventus of their intent to win the Champions League.
Is it enough, adding Ronaldo to that team?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is a team that has been to the final in two of the last 4 years and has changed a lot in that time. But, you know, I believe that Ronaldo is the missing piece because ultimately I think it's been having an attacking player, a striker who can score the goals in the big games that they've been missing. The defence has been tended to be what has got them there. And that was the one thing that remained the same when they got to Berlin and got to Cardiff. And what they've done over the last few years is just trying to add more skill and more goals in Costa, Bernardeschi, Dybala, all these kind of players. But Higuain, yeah, he has a certain reputation. I think even though he has scored in knockout stages, which took a long time for him. Remember that drought between his Real Madrid and Napoli, where he didn't score in the knockout stage for a long, long time. He did score against Spurs. He scored in that semi-final against Monaco, but still was missing that little bit of something in finals. I think that's what they hope Ronaldo will bring. And I think they feel that his mentality meshes very well with the mentality that Juventus have had for the last 7 or 8 years.
He thinks like an old lady, you think. What does it mean? What does his arrival mean for the rest of the team? Are we going to see some big name departures to compensate?
I think we'll see a couple, yeah, definitely.
And who?
Well, at the moment, it seems like Gonzalo Higuain is very much for sale. There is some hope that when Maurizio Sarri becomes the manager of Chelsea, that he will seek a reunion with the player who scored 36 goals in one season at Napoli with him. And then there's a lot of talk around some of the, not fringe players, but players like Daniele Rugani, who's always had a very high regard. Them bringing in Mattia Caldara would kind of allow them to move him on.
Right. What about Paulo Dybala?
All the noises that are coming out of Turin at the moment that Paulo Dybala is staying, that they believe that he is a big part of the project and a big part of the same strategy that Ronaldo is a part of, which is to appeal to millennials, to make this team more mainstream, more pop around not just Italy but the world. And I think Dybala is in that sense is not only is a very talented player who they want to be successful on the pitch, but it's a big part of them being successful off it as well.
Mm. Ronaldo's numbers, are they going to get even more stupid in Serie A?
I don't know. I think we saw with players like Mohamed Salah that this is a league which slows players down, which ultimately looks to concede one goal fewer than score one goal more, which I think is the case in the Premier League and the case in La Liga. I think he'll get some fairly rough treatment as well in Serie A because, as we mentioned, this idea that teams can't compete with Juventus and certainly don't have a player comparable to Ronaldo, I think he will be an attraction when it comes to teams drawing up their game plans. I think it'll be quite difficult. But now everyone is anticipating that he will be going for that record that Higuain set a couple of years ago at Napoli, which had stood since 1950, 36 goals. And let's not forget that it's only a recent phenomenon, really, that players are getting into that 30 goal area, because we're talking between the 60s and 2006 before anyone got 30 or more goals. It's not easy to do it.
And then Ronaldo! Oh!
We talk about this move being a shock, James, and I think that's illustrated by the chasm between the money that Juve are laying out on Ronaldo and the next biggest move that's happening at the moment, which is another Juve move, actually, Joao Cancelo to Turin. But when you look around the rest of the league, there's not, I guess, what else have you got? Nainggolan going to Inter. That's what, just under 40 million euros, is it?
Yeah, Javier Pastore going to Roma from PSG.
And right.
I think it's quite interesting what the mood in the league was before this Ronaldo move, because the World Cup's going on, Italy are not there. And the biggest moves in the transfer market were involving, as we've mentioned, Cancelo, Nainggolan and Pastore, all players who didn't go to the World Cup with their countries.
So is this good for Serie A in prestige, certainly, but in terms of competitiveness, where does it leave the league?
Look, I mean, I think all of the papers this morning were saying this is great for Serie A because it raises interest, it increases the appeal of a league that had fading appeal for so long. But the reality is that the TV deal that was being negotiated for the next 3 years has already been done. For example, they can't go to the likes of Sky and Perform, who've got the rights, and say, look, Ronaldo's here now, can you bump up the money? So I think it's only Juve who are going to really benefit from the kind of more revenue coming in from Ronaldo.
There's a prestige, but I guess there might also be a knock-on effect. The likes of Napoli, the likes of perhaps Roma, with the revenue that they've received from their Champions League run, might feel, well, we have to up our game now.
Yeah, I think there's...
Is that realistic, do you think?
Well, I mean, a lot of these clubs have already done loads of business. That's the thing, because let's not forget that the transfer window doesn't close August 31st. It closes August 19th, because that's the start of the season in Serie A. And this week was the start of pre-season, and a lot of managers like to have their new recruits ready to go with them for this week. For example, Roma have already signed 10 players this summer, all of whom are young, quite exciting. Justin Kluivert, for example. And Napoli have already done quite a lot of business as well. In fact, the only kind of player they're looking to bring in now is a right back. So it looks like it's kind of fairly set in terms of what we're going to have on opening day. I think in some respects, this just goes to show that Juve are leaving Serie A behind, transcending the league. You know, Andrea Agnelli has been very strident on the idea of a European Super League and being bigger than Italy. They're not going to wait around for anybody else.
I must admit, I can't wait to see how it's all going to fit in, how he's going to cope with the increased pace of the Italian game.
Yeah.
It's going to be remarkable. And of course, we'll be here to chronicle his adventures in Serie A as part of our regular Totally coverage, as well as special Golazzo shows when the season begins. When's the season begin again, James?
It's August 19th.
Less now. All right. A few weeks of summer to go before that happens. You make sure you enjoy yourself. In the meantime, many thanks, James.
Pleasure.
And from both of us, listener, it's arrivederci.
You've been listening to Golazzo, the Totally Italian Football Show. It's a Muddy Knees Media production, and for sales and advertising, please email sales@muddyneesmedia.com.